Chetan, I'd like to get your thoughts on the Indian opening situation. Over the last 6 months, various combinations have been tried. Some have worked, some haven't. But recently, it's almost as if whoever's been thrown up there has really come off. We saw Vijay and Dhawan with that wonderful partnership. Vijay and Pujara performing as well. And there's also Ajinkya Rahane, who's played a lot of his career at the top of the order as well. So where do you think this leaves India in terms of the opening partnership going forward?
Well, first of all, John, Ajinkya Rahane is not under consideration for the opener slot. Skipper MS Dhoni made that very, very clear in the press conference after the series. Ajinkya Rahane will bat in the middle order whenever he's selected to play Test cricket for India. But apart from that, yes, a lot of options coming up for India. I mean, as you rightly pointed out, Virendra Sehwag and Gautam Gambhir weren't really doing anything at the top of the order. Perhaps they needed a kickstart to their opening stint. We have seen Gautam Gambhir go back, domestic cricket, work it out a little bit. Not sure whether Virendra Sehwag can make a comeback as an opener because India play 4 overseas test series next up. In that particular light, yes, it's good that chances have been given to the likes of Murali Vijay and Shikhar Dhawan. Murali Vijay has been in consideration on the cusp of an international spot for quite a long time right now. In fact, because of this factor, he's not been playing domestic cricket consistently. He plays few matches at the end of at the beginning of the season, then at the end of the season. So it's not been a consistent run for him in domestic cricket. Shikhar Dhawan, on the other hand, has a bit of a consistent run. All in all, because Vijay was on the cusp of the Test team, and Shikhar Dhawan has been scoring runs consistently in domestic cricket, both of them got an opportunity there. Murali Vijay, for him, it was important to perform in Hyderabad after the failure in Chennai, because you already had a third opener coming in, Shikhar Dhawan coming in. So it was really important for Vijay to score those runs. And then, of course, when Sehwag got dropped after the Hyderabad test, it was only logical that Shikhar Dhawan and Vijay open in the Mohali test match. And what a brilliant partnership between them. In a way, yes, in Indian conditions, at least they have batted well enough to showcase that they are good enough to do the job. The big question mark, however, will be the away series, the overseas tours, starting with South Africa. Of course, that is going to be a biggest test of their abilities. And it's not just about these two batsmen, it's about the entire batting lineup. So we cannot really segregate them from the rest of the batting order. So right now, I think because the South Africa tour is a little far off, I think right now the Indian fans should be happy that the opener conundrum has been solved. There are two young batsmen who have come up and scored runs. Perhaps they will continue to score runs. There's a long bit of a gap there. Perhaps they have also traveled overseas earlier, so that experience might also help them. But yes, a little bit of a lot of options opening up for the Indian selectors. And as you rightly pointed out, Cheteshwar Pujara has opened, and he seems to be no slouch with the bat either. But not sure whether he will be considered for the opener spot on a regular basis when Shikhar Dhawan comes back. But sure, he really gives the Indian team another option in terms of their opening combinations.